Intro welcome. In this beginner mixing lesson we'll learn how to sidechain in Ableton Live 12 for drum and bass. I'll show practical, track-level sidechaining using live stock compressor, glue, and gate devices, so your kick and low end sit together tight and punchy at typical DNB tempos. Lesson overview: the goal is simple. Make space for your kick by ducking bass and background elements in a musical way. You'll get two main workflow options: direct external sidechain on a bass track, and a send/return duck for pads, plus group busing, a ghost trigger trick, common mistakes to avoid, and tempo-based timing tips tuned for 160 to 180 plus BPM. What you will build by the end, you'll be able to create a simple kick to bass duck so the bass ducks whenever the kick plays. Use a compressor on the bass track triggered by the kick. Use a compressed return track to duck pads without touching the original tracks. Shape settings for DNB tempo so the low end breathes and the kick punches through. Preparation: open Ableton Live 12 and create a new live set. Insert a kick track, either an auto clip or a drum rack, and make sure the kick has a clear transient. Insert a bass track, either a MIDI synth like Wavetable or Analog, or an audio loop. Optionally, add a pad or synth track to test multi-element ducking. A. Direct external sidechain on the bass track. Recommended on the bass track. Load Ableton's compressor from Audio Effects. Click the triangle to open the sidechain section in the top right of the device. In audio from, choose the kick track. If the kick is stereo, pick the appropriate output, usually 1/2. If you want the processed kick to trigger the duck, choose Post FX. If you want the raw kick to trigger the duck, choose Pre-FX. Start with a ratio around 3:1 up to 6:1 for clear ducking. Lower the threshold gradually while watching the gain reduction meter until you see consistent gain reduction when the kick hits. Set attack small so you catch the transient. Try between 0.5 and 6 milliseconds. Avoid literally zero to keep some natural punch. For release, start around 50 to 120 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, a 16th note is about 86 milliseconds, which is a useful starting point. Use the range knob to limit maximum attenuation so the bass never fully disappears. Then fine-tune threshold, ratio, and release until the kick cuts through and the bass breathes back quickly. B. Group or bus side chaining. Duck the whole low end, put all low end elements, like sub and mid bass, into a group track. Place a compressor on that group and sidechain it to the kick track the same way as before. Now the sub and mids duck together, avoiding phase or level mismatches between bass layers. C. Send/return duck for pads and background elements. Create a return track and place a compressor on the return. Enable its sidechain and set audio from to the kick track. Send your pads and synths to this return by raising their send knobs. The return's compressor will duck the return signal when the kick hits. You control the duck depth with the send level and the timing with the compressor's attack and release. D. Using a dedicated ghost trigger for consistent pumping. For a more consistent trigger, make a new audio track with a short click or a muted kick transient. Make sure it does not route to master or keep it muted to the main mix, while still available as a sidechain source. Use this track as the compressor's audio from instead of the main kick. This avoids variations from transient shaping or parallel processing and gives a consistent trigger. Common mistakes to avoid: not selecting the kick track in audio from. Result: no ducking. Attack too slow. The kick transient slips through and loses punch. Release too long. The bass stays squashed and creates unwanted pumping. Overducking. Threshold or ratio too aggressive and the bass disappears. Ducking the mid but not the sub causes imbalance. Group the low end or use multiband ducking. Forgetting mono checks after heavy ducking can reveal phase problems. Pro tips: start with short release values for tight DNB groove. A good range at 170 to 180 BPM is roughly 60 to 120 milliseconds. Use the tempo to MS formula if you need precise timing. Quarter note MS equals 60,000 divided by BPM. A 1/16th note at 174 BPM is about 86 milliseconds. Use the compressor's sidechain filter or a dedicated EQ on the trigger, so only the kick's low mid band triggers the duck. This prevents hi-hat or click from over-triggering. Use range to cap attenuation so the bass never fully disappears. For consistent low-end control across multiple elements, put compressor on a group. For minimal CPU and consistent shape across many tracks, use a single compressed return. When you need perfectly consistent ducking, use the short muted click or ghost kick as the external trigger. For transient-driven ducking, use peak detector mode. RMS gives smoother, slower behavior if that's what you want. Mini practice exercise: set your project to 174 BPM and load a 1-bar kick loop. Add a bass synth playing sustained notes. Put Ableton compressor on the bass track. Open sidechain and select the kick track. Try ratio 4:1, attack around 2 milliseconds, release around 86 milliseconds, and lower threshold until you see 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Listen in context and adjust release plus or minus 20 to 50 milliseconds and tweak threshold so the kick is audible and the bass recovers before the next kick. Optionally group bass and sub and repeat on the group, so both duck together. Recap: we covered direct sidechain on a track, group or bus side chaining to duck full low end, and ascend slash return method for pads and ambience. The key controls are audio from ratio, threshold, attack, release, and range, or filtering for shaping the trigger. For drum and bass, aim for fast attacks and short release times matched to tempo so the mix stays punchy and rhythmically tight. Final reminder: side chaining is a mix tool for creating space, not hiding elements. Start subtle, follow the routing and timing steps. A slash B with the sidechain bypassed, and always check your changes in the full mix and in mono. Save your favorite device chains as presets so you can recall effective settings quickly for different DNB tempos. That's it. Now go try it in your own live set.